Okay. I don't know what we're going to do. I think from now on, we'll just take a microphone out in the hallway if we're going to do Dare Dice, because it reeks of onion.
I know. It is horrible smelling in here now.
And I swear Liv is like making a circle with her mouth and just blowing directly at me. Like,
honestly, I can't even smell anything else besides just the onion on my tongue. Like, I can still feel the onion just lying on my tongue.
If you missed Liv having to pay off her debt today for a Dare Dice in the Box of Shame, go Radio Now AM Show on Instagram, follow it, and you can see that on our story.
Girl, you're so brave. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
That was intense.
Jeez,
the third one had to come back up.
Oh, yeah, we saw that one, unfortunately.
We saw that in the hall.
Okay,
we're
talking about all kinds of gross stuff happening. I want you to call in right now, and I want you to get the anger or the frustration off of your chest, and I need your help so I don't look like I'm a psychotic guy all by myself, even though I might be. 833-563-2539. I want to know who you wish diarrhea upon. When what I mean by that is like actual, like, you know, diarrhea, that sucks. Nobody likes it. It's a terrible thing. But that way you're not actually like wishing harm on somebody. Like, I don't want somebody to get in an accident or break a bone or trip and fall. I just want them to have an upset stomach for a day or two because they're such a terrible person. And why do I wish diarrhea on somebody? I'll kick it off. I wish diarrhea on anybody, especially the guy who was coming at me the opposite way and did not put on his turn signal. So I'm waiting. I missed a light. I'm halfway through. And then he finally just turns. I'm like, thanks, bro. Now I look like a turd standing in the middle of the road because you could not put on a turd signal telling me you were turning. I thought you were going to go straight. But you just sat there and waited. So people, stop it.
He probably was going straight and then got a phone call that there was an emergency at home, so he had to turn and go the other way.
Now I wish diarrhea upon pork chop after that statement. But 833-563-2539. I'm going to go around the room, but I also want to hear from you. Who do you wish diarrhea upon? What did they do? 833-563-2539. We'll also keep this going on our Twitter, Radio Now AM Show. Mackenzie, you seem so sweet and nice, but there's got to be somebody that you wish diarrhea upon.
I feel bad. I don't ever want to, because I feel like it's karma.
Say it. It's good. It'll feel great.
Since I don't really know this person, I'm just going to, again, like a traffic situation, I'm going to wish diarrhea on the person that literally was going 15 miles per hour this morning. It's like when you're coming to work at 4:30 in the morning, that's the one fun thing. There's no other traffic usually on the road, or people are, you know, going the right speed or a little. But yeah, almost the entire time on the side streets. Maybe they had diarrhea, and that's why they were going so slow.
No, if you had diarrhea, you'd be speeding.
But maybe, I don't know.
All right, Pork Chop, who are you wishing diarrhea upon this fine morning?
Well, I don't know if I could say this. One of my managers at my other job,
No, okay, I'm trying to save you. I don't know if you should do this.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, you're already in.
I said to them, like, hey, like, really, like, help me out. I need to be out of work by 8 and 9, 10 o'clock. I was still there. And, well, yeah, I have to wake up at 3 a.m. So, diarrhea upon you.
Diarrhea upon you.
All right.
So, yesterday, I was in the Chick-fil-A line. And this girl, I guess, like, didn't see that the line had moved up. So, instead of this guy honking just at her to, like, remind her to move up, he got out of his car from two cars
that
back.
That is so scary.
Went up to her window that was rolled down and started screaming at her. That guy was rude AF. You could have just honked your horn, so I wish diarrhea upon you.
Yeah, wait a minute. Okay.
That's terrifying.
I know, ladies, that sounds like an overreaction, but come on, Chick-fil-A, you got to have your head in the game, head on a swivel. You need to pull up. We're all trying to get our nugs and our chicken sandwiches. I think that was perfectly justified.
I am shocked, Liv, that you didn't wish diarrhea upon Joe for making you eat that onion.
Honestly, that's a very good point.
You owe it, though.
I want to rethink
this. Yeah, you kind of did to yourself,
But you did it to yourself. You should wish diarrhea upon yourself.
True that.
My stomach still.
Michelle, hey, thanks for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. Let's not say where you work at, because I don't want to get in trouble, but who are you wishing diarrhea upon?
So what I do for work is a finance, so goals at the end of the month are a thing. So I wish diarrhea upon the one person who did not come and do their job or, you know, their monthly dues and responsibilities and made me short 4 points from 100 points this month.
Oh,
so I made a really huge bonus.
You're so close.
Like, how much work really would they have had to done, Michelle? Like, was it a lot more, just a little bit more would have got you that bonus?
No, literally. They just had to call in. Literally call me, make a payment, and that would have been done.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's the worst.
Man, diarrhea would be the nicest thing you could wish upon them, Michelle.
That's like every time I have a big coupon and I'm excited to use it, like extra bucks at CVS or something, a lot of extra, and then I miss it by a day. It's expired, and they won't just, like, do it.
Oh, wow. I can see you in line, first young people. Problems. I wish diarrhea upon you and yeah. your family. 833-563-2539. We'll go to Abby this morning and wrap it up with you. Abby, who are you wishing diarrhea upon?
My old boss.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
Why?
So I put my 2 weeks in, and instead of letting me work, he fired me.
Aww.
Wait, that just happened to one of my friends. He was like, hey, by the way, I'm taking this long trip, and I'm not going to come back. Like, the week before the trip is going to be my last week, and it was a month before then. And they're just like, no, you can go now. And he was like, oh, my God.
That happens a lot. Like,
so
they're just
petty,
like, you're done.
Though.
Yeah.
Hey,
sorry that happened to you, girl. But at least you wanted to get out of there, and now you are. So.
Yeah, no kidding. That's so there good. We go. See, don't we all feel better now? It's like we cleansed ourselves of all of that. So you can tweet us, Radio Now AM Show, and let us know who else you would like to wish some diarrhea upon.